Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, the Bible says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." John chapter 15 is special to me. As a 5th or 6th grade boy, I memorized this whole chapter along with about another 100 verses in 1 week of Bible school to win a Bible that I wanted to give my mama. It has long been a passage that has been special to me. I think it may have been the first whole chapter of a Bible that I memorized. In these first 7 verses, 6 times you see the word abide, or some form of the word abide. What a sweet word. The word abide means to rest, to dwell, to stay, to endure, to remain present, to continue. The word abide is like the word home. It's a word of security. It's a word of stability. God tells us to abide in him, and that if we do, he will abide in us. God wants us to rest, to stay, to dwell, to continue, and to endure this life in him. Because God knows that when we abide with him, he then can abide with us. God gave us prayer originally for us to talk to him as we worked with him. Prayer was not a job or a chore originally. We have tainted our lives with sin. We broke that desire to fellowship with God. You see, when God put man in the Garden of Eden, it was very easy for God and man to walk day by day talking to one another. By the way, that's all that prayer is. It's talking to God. Man and God were both satisfied and content. They were happy in each other. But prayer became difficult when man sinned. You know, it's hard for us because we tend to just visit prayer. We don't abide in prayer. We're not comfortable with God. So we only visit him occasionally. There's not a close relationship to where we get excited about it. It's almost like going to visit family that you really don't want to go visit. God wants you to abide with him because he wants to abide with you. God loves us so much, but he's not going to force his love on you. You know, real love never has to force itself. It just wants to do something for someone else. God longs to abide with you, but he'll only do it when we abide in him. He's not going to force himself. Do you want a prayer life that's more than just a quick visit with God? Do you want it more than just a quick text or a quick email to God? Or would you rather have an appointment with God? Sit down and talk with Him. Wouldn't you like God to abide with you? Well, there's only one way for that to happen, and I'm going to show you that. Number one, to abide with Christ, you must first be saved. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, verse 13 then says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can't abide with someone if you are not going to adjoin to them. God is not going to give you the rights and privileges of being a child if you never accept Him as Savior. See, believing with all of our heart, that is our faith. But to come to Christ, we must believe. To abide, we have to do the first step. We have to get saved. If you don't know for sure that if you died, you'd go to heaven, hey, give me a call. Call your pastor. Call someone and let us take the Bible and show you what it says. Just trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Number two, after a person comes to Christ, he learns that there are things expected of him. You have to understand something. Once you get saved, it's not just everything becomes all rosy and God takes care of everything. The Bible says in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then we have to begin willing ourselves to obey. Our will is that which we command ourselves to do. Obedience is a matter of the will. Reading your Bible on a daily basis, you have to will yourself to do it. Praying every day, you have to will yourself to do it. Getting gospel tracts out and telling others about Jesus, you have to will yourself to do it. Tithing is not a matter of faith, it's a matter of obedience. And you have to will yourself to do it. Being good to others is you're willing yourself to do it. Obedience is a matter of the will and not fleshly desires. Number next, quickly. By the way, to abide with Christ, you must will yourself to be obedient to Him and to His Word. You cannot abide if you do not obey. You cannot obey without willing yourself to obey. Number next, something is still missing even though we have a saved heart and a will to obey. What is that then? That is our mind. We have to have our mind in this. We have to have a mind to keep going. Our heart alone is destructive. The Bible says our heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? People often will say, well, just follow your heart. No, don't follow your heart. It's full of sin. It still has the old sin nature in it. When you get saved, you don't lose your old sin nature. You add a new nature to it. So the mind is the place of abiding. The heart believes, the will obeys, but the mind is the place where we abide. To abide in Christ is to dwell in Him with your mind, with all you do. Fill up your mind with the things of Christ. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There are two kinds of abiding. Abiding in Christ, that's keeping your mind on Him, thinking about Him, being aware of Him, meditating on Him and His love, and lastly, abiding in His words and it abiding in you. Let's stay in the Bible. Let's do what God wants. Hey, have a great day, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.